morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Pearly Martin. I dropped in for our prevailing prayer, day three of our prevailing prayer. I pray that you guys are getting up and we're all praying together with the Lord, getting into His presence, acknowledging Him in all our ways so He can direct our path. We're just going to jump right into it. Father, we just thank you for being in the midst of us, for being amongst us. For you said where two or three are joined together, there you are right there in the midst of us. Father, we know that when we pray that you hear us. And not only do you hear us, Father, but you will answer us when we ask anything according to your will, because it's already finished and it's already done. So by faith, we believe that we receive the manifestation of your promise when we walk and declare and decree what you say. Father, your word tells us that if we acknowledge you in all our ways, your promise to us is that you will direct our path. So Father, we believe that our footsteps are ordered by you, that we go where you say go, that you are, because you are a God of purpose, we don't believe in accidents, incidents, or coincidence, Father. We believe that as a child of God, that we are led by the Spirit of God. So, Father, we just thank you for giving us ears to hear, for eyes to see, and a heart to receive. Father, you say your sheep know your voice. Father, we thank you that we will know your voice, that we will hear it clearly when you speak to us. Father, that we will not ignore what you say. We will not be stiff-necked and rebellious. Father, we pray for marriages, Father, because marriage is a good idea. It's your idea. Father, I pray for the marriages. You said, let no man separate what you have put together. And Father, because you said because you are for us, no one can be against us. Who can be against us when God is for us? God, you are for marriage. Therefore, we stand in agreement for marriages, saying nothing or no man, no woman, no nothing, no thing will be able to separate what God has put together. In Jesus' name. Father, we understand and know that you are our Jehovah Jireh. You are the God that provides for us. You said you give seed to the sower. Father God, we will not be afraid to give. We will not be afraid to sow into your kingdom or to sow into the lives of other people. When you say give, we will give, because we will understand and know that it's us planting a seed. And without a seed, we cannot have a harvest. Father God, we thank you that the provisions of God are in the will of God. So Father God, make your will clear. Make your will clear to everyone that's listening to this podcast. Make your will clear to them, Father God. Make it clear to them the path that you have prepared for them to take. Father, you told us to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We agree with what you say. We believe, Father, that as we chase after you, as we run in pursuit of you, Father God, that the things that you have promised us will be added unto us. For you take care of the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. And you love us more than you do the birds in the air and the lilies in the field that you clothe, Father God. You know what we have need of before we even know what we have need of. Father, you said that you are a present help in our time of trouble. You said you are a present help in our time of trouble. You are because you're already in the trouble before we get there. Father God, as we go through transitioning, as things in our lives begin to change, as our careers and businesses begin to change, Father, we ask that you make your next known to us. We're going to follow you. We're going to follow the footsteps, the leading of the Holy Spirit. The leading of the Holy Spirit. The leading of the Holy Spirit. The leading. Those who are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, Father God. Make your will completely clear. Thank you for filling us with all spiritual wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God. We want what you want, not our will, not our way, not our want, Father. For we know that you, because you love us so much, you proved it when you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. And Father, because you love us so much, we trust your process. We trust the leading of the Holy Spirit. We trust you, Father. We trust you. We trust you. We trust you. We trust you, Lord. We don't just have faith in you, but we trust you. We have faith in who you are. We have faith in your love for us. We have faith in your kindness towards us. We have faith in your long suffering. We have faith in everything and that you are, Father God. Therefore, we will not walk in fear. We will not be afraid to trust you. We surrender. We cast our cares upon you like you told us to, Father, because you said that you care for us. Whatever concerns us, Father, it concerns you. Therefore, we cast our cares upon you. 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 And Father, we thank you that your angels are encamped around about those that are in Jerusalem and Israel and the body of Christ. Thank you for your angels being encamped around about us, Father God. We walk under your covering because the angels of the Lord are encamped around about us in the name of Jesus, in the name of today we say, Father, we will agree with you. We will walk in agreement with you. We will walk in obedience to you. Father God, we humble ourselves before you. We come before you and we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of the Lord. And we say, Lord, not our will, Lord, not our way, Lord, not what we want, but let your will, your way be done in our lives again today, again this day. Again today, again this day, again today, again this day, again today, again this day, we surrender. Lord, we say use our lives as a living sacrifice so others will see you in us and be drawn to you, Lord God. They will come to us and say, what must I do to be saved? Father, use us however you see fit. Use us, Lord. We yield our members to you. We will not self-sabotage. We will not sabotage. We will not sabotage. We will not let the spirit of fear sabotage us. We will not let the spirit of fear talk us out of your will. We will not let the spirit of fear talk us out of your way. We will not be afraid to step out of the boat. We will not be afraid to transition. We will not be afraid to step out of the wilderness and into the promised land. We will not be afraid because fear not. You told us to fear not because you are with us. Fear not. You will not cause our feet to slip. You will not cause us to be ashamed. Those who put their trust in you, Father, you said you will not cause us to be ashamed. For you watch over your own word to perform it. And the angels of the Lord, they hearken unto the voice of the Lord. We will not be afraid. We bind the spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose the people of God in the name of Jesus. You will not hinder. You will not hinder. We trust you, Lord, for perfect love cast out fear. Perfect love, and you have not given us a spirit of fear. We will not be afraid to trust you. We will not be afraid to do what we know is in our heart to do. We will not be afraid, for fear has no place in us, for our faith is in your love for us. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. In the name of Jesus, as people are transitioning from one job to another, as people are retiring, Father God, let them know it's not the end of a thing. It's the beginning of something new. Now what, Lord? What's next? What's next, Lord? What's your next chapter for our lives? We open ourselves up to hear from you. We open our ears to hear. We open our eyes to see. And we open our heart to receive your engrafted word. Father God, and we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you all the praise, and we worship you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, Lord. 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 Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We adore you, Lord. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you. We will not self-sabotage. We will not sabotage. We will not let the spirit of fear talk us out of the will of God. We will not let the spirit of fear talk us out of being obedient to God. We will not, in Jesus' name. Our faith rests in you, Father. Our faith rests in you. For when we say what you say, we agree with you. Father God, we agree with you. That's your reputation on the line when we say what you say. When we declare and we decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises us against us in judgment, it will be condemned. It is condemned. It's already condemned. For we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. In the name of Jesus, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because we've been washed and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Therefore, we can approach you boldly in confidence and not in condemnation, knowing that you hear us. Not that just that you hear us, Father, but you will answer us. We thank you for financial, for giving us wisdom to get wealth, because everything that we need to succeed is on the inside of us, Father. And people that don't have jobs, you said if a man don't work, he don't eat, Father. That's what you said. Therefore, we declare and we decree that new businesses will be started, and you will let people, the favor of God is already on those who you've done applications with. They wake up with your name on their mind, because God is mindful of us. He's mindful of us, and the favor of God is resting upon us. The favor of God, he has commanded a blessing towards us. He has commanded, just like you commanded the widower to feed the prophet. You have commanded the favor of God is on us. And wherever we walk, people are drawn to the God inside of us. It's the favor of God. It's the favor of God. Father, we just thank you that your word is true. You said that our gift will make room for you. Our gift will make room for us. We don't have to push. We don't have to manipulate. We don't have to do anything. Just be. And whatever we do in word or deed, Father, we promise you today. We promise you again today, Father, that whatever we do today in word or in deed, in actions, Father, we will do it so that you can get the glory. So people will see our good works, and they will glorify you, Father. To you be the glory. To you be the honor, Father. To you be the praise, Father. We come before you. We decrease. We decrease, Lord, so you can increase. It's not about us, Lord. It's bigger than us. It's not about us, Lord. It's bigger than us. Not our will, Lord. Not our way, Lord. Not our want, Lord. Use us as a labor today, Father. Use us as a labor today. Use us as a labor today. Use us as a labor today. Use us as a labor today, Father. Use us as a labor today. We thank you for the peace of Israel. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting those that's in the war areas in Jerusalem. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for the children. We thank you, Lord God, for suffer not the little children, Father, for such is the kingdom of God. We just thank you, Lord God, for your angels warring on their behalf. For the angels of the Lord warring on their behalf. For the angels of the Lord, they hearken unto the voice of the Lord. The angels of the Lord hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Father, we give you the glory. We give you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. This is Dr. Pearlie Martin with Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. I dropped in to ask the question, are you sabotaging you? Are you sabotaging you? I gotta ask the question. We're gonna get in it a moment, but first we're going to pray. Father, we thank you for being in the midst of us, for being amongst us, Lord God. We thank you for creating us to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Father, we just thank you that you watch over your own word to perform it. It's finished. It's done. It's settled. We believe it. And by faith, we receive it and walk in line with it in Jesus' name. So I dropped and asked the question, guys. I'm just going to be here, I guess, for a second, a minute, a moment. I don't know. This is just something I've been hearing the Lord say, sabotage, sabotage. People are sabotaging their own destiny. They're sabotaging their own God-given purpose, because when it comes time, when it gets close to doing what God tells us to do, then we allow fear to overtake us, and we do something different. It's kind of like Jonah. When the Lord told him to go to Nineveh, he got on the boat and he went the exact opposite direction. The word of the Lord says he went the opposite direction. Some of you self-sabotage yourself when it's, every time something good is getting ready to happen in your life, you allow fear to talk you out of it. And you self-sabotage yourself. You might be in line for a promotion on a job, and you let fear talk you out of it, and you end up quitting the job, or you running from stuff and running from things. And self-sabotaging, that's what the spirit of fear will do. It will cause us to self-sabotage. Are you sabotaging yourself? Are you allowing the spirit of fear to overtake you? Are you self-sabotaging you? That's my question to you. Are you allowing the spirit of fear to overtake you? Are you self-sabotaging you? Don't let the spirit of fear. Listen, when God asks us to do stuff, it's not going to be convenient. I'm telling you right now, it's not going to be convenient. Because our flesh is opposite to everything God wants to do. So if you're looking for the easy way, if you're saying, well, it must be God because it was so convenient. It was easy. Now, don't get me wrong. He said my yoke is easy and his burden is light, right? The work itself is not going to be hard, because he will grace you to do what he wants us to do. The one thing the Lord said, so listen here. When you're suffering, the only thing that's suffering is your flesh. Your spirit is fine. And the reason the flesh is suffering is because it don't want to do what God tells it to do. So it wants to take the easy way out. The flesh always wants the easy way out. The flesh is an enmity towards God. It's an enemy of God. It's direct opposition of who he is and how he is. Our desire, our want, when it's not in line with God's want, is our flesh want. And so when we do what the flesh say do instead of doing what God say do, it puts us in direct opposition of who he is and how he is. When it's easy, we're always looking for the easy way out. Quit sabotaging you. You deserve for good things to happen for you. Quit self-sabotaging you. Quit running from the will of God. Quit running from the way of God. Quit running from the purpose of God, because you are afraid to trust him. Listen here. God proved his love for us when he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Even when we were yet sinners, the word of the Lord says Christ died for us. When we were yet sinners. Before the foundations of the world, God knew us. We didn't catch him off guard. We didn't catch God off guard. He knew us. Before the foundations of the world, God knew us. God knew us before the foundations of the world. We're not catching. Listen, quit self-sabotage. I remember when I was in college and I had to read my own paper, not someone else's paper now. My own paper. I had to stand up in front of the class and read my own paper to get an extra grade. But I self-sabotaged. I let the spirit of fear sabotage me. I let the spirit of fear talk me out of my blessing. I self-sabotaged. I would not get up there to read that paper. You know, fear is rooted in pride, right? Fear is rooted in pride. Go back and listen to my podcast I did a few years ago. How fear is rooted in pride. Because when we, because pride says, what are they going to think about me? The fear of man causes a snare. And you know, it was the fear of men that held me back. I was afraid of what people were going to think of me reading my own paper standing up, you know, the spirit of fear causes torment, and that thing, it will grip you and put a lock on you, right? The spirit of fear wants to torment us. 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 Don't self-sabotage. Quit running from God. Just because you can't figure it out, quit overthinking. Because when you start overthinking, that's you trying to figure it out.